The immigration reform bill passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee this week retained the farm labor provisions that agriculture wants to see. American Farm Bureau Federation Director for Congressional Relations Christy Boswell says they're pleased to see progress on the bill.
I will say I'm cautiously optimistic. The energy is there. The effort has been bipartisan. They're going through regular order, lots of debate. And I think that makes everyone feel a little bit more comfortable that this bill isn't just going to slip through the cracks and get passed without fully vetting it. So I'm optimistic. I think there's a lot of work to be done. This is, you know, a marathon, not a sprint. And then we have to go over to the House, too, which has its own separate process. And I think, you know, may have a different avenue, and I think that's still up in the air. But we are serving as a resource to House members and senators as they're working through this process, and hopefully something can come together in conference and get on the president's desk.
Boswell says many are realizing that time is long overdue for comprehensive immigration reform that works for all sectors of agriculture and across all regions of the nation.
There are a lot of things that have aligned to make this happen. I think the recognition that the system is really broken on a broad-based level. From agriculture's view specifically, we have a lot of sympathies. People are understanding that we are relying on an undocumented workforce and that we are having shortages. And we also have a broken H-2A visa program. And so all of those components are in a bigger bill, fixing those, making sure we have access to a legal and stable workforce. But also, I think more importantly, at the end of the day, sadly so, the politics have aligned, and there's been some political interest because of the election results and getting something done and finding something that kind of gets this issue behind us.
Farm Bureau supports the immigration bill in the Senate as a way to help ensure an adequate supply of farm labor while also providing an increased level of surveillance along high-risk areas of the borders. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.